On March the 29th, RNIB are holding their See Differently Awards 2022 in London, an awards ceremony celebrating the people and organisations that are dedicated to improving the lives of blind and partially sighted people. This year, we are delighted that Amazon Alexa are the headline sponsor of the awards, and I'm joined now with Dennis Stansbury, Country Manager for Amazon Alexa UK and Ireland. Thank you so much for joining me on RNIB Connect Radio, Dennis.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Why have you decided to sponsor the RNIB See Differently Awards?
Yeah, so at Amazon, we obsess over customers, and this includes focusing on creating experiences and technology that work for a diverse set of people. When we developed Alexa as a way that people could interact with technology just using their voice, it was amazing to see how this helped improve the lives of blind and partially sighted people. So Amazon and RNIB have been working together since 2018 to bring features and skills to help people with sight loss. And RNIB is such an incredible organization for all the work they do and for recognizing how technology can benefit its communities. We're just so excited to continue working together with this prestigious organization and to be able to sponsor this event, recognizing people and organizations that have done work to improve the lives of blind and partially sighted people.
What does it mean to you to be the headline sponsor?
You know, since the launch of our very first Kindle device in 2007, Amazon has always been committed to innovating and finding new ways for customers to use technology. And when we began our relationship with RNIB, our teams came together with this joint goal of exploring how technology like Alexa and devices like Amazon Echo could help. So in 2019, we sponsored the Social Media Influencer of the Year, and we're thrilled to be the headline sponsor for the 2022 RNIB See Differently Award. And, you know, I was honored actually particularly to be one of the judges, so I was on the judging panel. And it was just moving to see all of the work that's being done by individuals and companies. So next week's award is an opportunity for us to celebrate the achievements, raise awareness for the needs to continue driving change and improvement for sight loss community.
As you mentioned, you were the sponsor of the Best Social Media Influencer of the Year award in 2019, which I actually won.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I know how exciting the night is. What are you looking forward to most on the night?
First, I'm excited to be able to attend an event. It's been a while since we've been able to actually do something like this, and it'll be great to interact with people who are dedicated to improving the quality, equality for everyone. So even at the judging panel, I got to speak to a number of people and talk about their experiences and gain more perspective. So for the event, I can't wait to talk to more people in the room and see all the amazing people nominated for these awards. There were so many great accomplishments, it was just hard to pick winners.
You've been working with RNIB for a number of years now. What kind of things have you been working on?
Yeah, so we've launched some exciting features and things that I'm quite proud of. One of the more recently one is RNIB Talking Books, so giving access to the Talking Book Library through Alexa that RNIB has. We worked on a product called Show and Tell, so the ability to hold an item up to an Echo Show and ask what you're holding, and then Alexa can actually look at this and tell you what it is. You know, we integrated the RNIB helpline onto this, and most recently for Christmas, we did the RNIB Letter from Santa. And additionally, we've been supporting fantastic campaigns that RNIB has been doing, such as the World Upside Down, which was to help raise awareness of difficulties of COVID pandemic has caused for people with sight loss.
So many organizations put accessibility at the bottom of the to-do list, but Amazon seems to be working really hard to increase accessibility. Why is it important to you that Alexa is an accessible tool for blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, so one thing, as I mentioned earlier, Amazon obsesses over customers, but technology in general has the ability to empower people with varied ability. So for many people living with a disability, this can mean that they often have to be tech savvy to learn how to use assistive technology. But when that tech works, it empowers and enables them, and they become enthusiastic users. So going back a few years in tech, we were talking about desktop computers, devices, and they were largely reliant on screens, presenting a range of challenges for many different people. And so when you look at a device like Alexa, it can be a game changer for so many people. And it's part of a trend in technology for millions of people in the UK and hundreds of millions of people globally. If you look over the last 3 to 4 years, it's been fascinating to see how Alexa's kind of developed and been able to improve. And it's such a useful device in order to kind of create something that's voice forward. And as we look at it, we build in more functionality like Echo with Voice View. So it's a screen reading capability that gives blind full access to Echo devices with screens, and continue to add useful features to Alexa-enabled devices.
I think one of the things I was most impressed about with the Amazon Echo is that they are all fully accessible straight out of the box.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the things that we keep a focus on. You know, Alexa was born 7 years ago, And thanks to the power of voice technology, we've heard a lot from our customers and fundamentally be able to improve and simplify their lives. And we're continuing to work on this to make the devices even more accessible anywhere we can. You know, as I mentioned earlier, the show and tell feature, the ability to hold a household item up to Alexa device and Alexa will tell you what it is. And, you know, we're happy to partner with RNAB to launch exciting new features and continue to work with them.
What are Amazon Alexa's goals for the future around accessibility?
So we're going to continue to focus on these things. As I mentioned earlier, the objective is to make the devices accessible to the most number of people possible. And so it's great that all of our devices are accessible out, just out of the box, and we're continuing to work to ways to improve setup and listening to our customers. And as more people use the devices, Alexa continues to get smarter, and we continue to try to improve the service for people.
Finally, what are the top three questions that your customers ask Alexa?
So, you know, there's millions of people interacting with Alexa globally. And they ask all sorts of things, from setting up timers to creating routines. You know, for me personally, I could talk about what are some of my favorite things. One is audiobooks. So I'm a huge Audible fan and listen to a lot of audiobooks. So whether I'm in the kitchen cooking or listening to a book or on the go using my Echo Buds, it's a great feature for me. One of the other things that I'm particularly a big fan of is that I have a routine. So once I cancel my alarm in the morning, it turns on the light and starts my TV so I can start watching the news. And then there's great things that I love, like for voice arcade, so being able to interact. And, you know, for the future, as we get closer to Easter, look out for a special guest appearance for the Easter Bunny. And for now, you can ask Alexa for an Easter wrap.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to do that straight away.
It's quite funny.
Winning the award for Social Media Influencer of the Year in 2019 was really special to me. I want to say a huge thank you from all of us at RNIB for being our headline sponsor of the See Differently Awards 2022. And we hope you enjoy the evening. Dennis, thank you so much for joining me on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.